two-day Red Cross Blowmobile is coming up here next week at the Redwillow County Fairgrounds Community Building. That means the one and only Kathy Carman is in studio this morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
It has been a busy month of October, and I'm sure November, when we get into it, it's going to be even busier for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It continues. I think I'm up to 18, 19 drives this month already, and you know, we just still, the need is still there. It's still very strong that the supply, we need to continue to donate. That's why we're here as often as we are, Rich, is because the blood only lasts 42 days. And so we have to continue to supply the shelves, keep the shelves stocked for the patients in the hospitals. I mean, there's probably not one of us out there that hasn't known somebody who has needed even a pint of blood, let alone maybe 36, or I just was pulling up some numbers here on my sheet, and it shows like an accident victim could use up to 100 units on that. Liver transplant, up to 10 units. Cancer patients, anywhere from 10 to 20. And I mean, that just seems like an epidemic right now with cancer and that. So the blood that we collect at all of our communities are used for all of these different things and more. And to have it on the shelf is the really, truly life-saving piece of it.
Two-day Bloodmobile, Redwillow County Fairgrounds Community Building. Let's get to the details on that. You'll be busy both days, won't you?
We will. Tuesday, we start at 12:30 and we go to 6:30 at the community building. And then on Wednesday, we actually go 11 to 5. And so it's a little earlier, but not too bad. You know, so still, we can catch you hopefully a little bit after work if that's what you need to do or fit it in your day. We've been really efficient lately, so we're getting our donors in and out really, really quickly. I feel like that. I think they're coming away happy because they haven't had to be in the community building very long.
All blood types are needed, aren't they?
They are. They are, especially our O's, O neg, O positives. And on that note, our power reds, I do have some openings. I kind of jotted down. I counted out last night. And I have right at 8 power reds available on Tuesday, and I have about 13 available on Wednesday. So there is openings if you would like to maybe first time give. There is a guidelines for females. We have to be 5'3", and we have to weigh 150 pounds or more, plus have the O, NIG, O, PAWS, A, NIG, and B, NIG. Those are the other two that are very, I want to say the population is lower with those two types as well. So if you're one of those and you want to give it a try, I know that that would be great. And if you're a longtime donor that hasn't been in for 4 months, because that's what you get a gap of 4 months, and doing that and that, then you can come back, or maybe it's December when you're eligible to come in and give.
Power Reds?
Yep. The Power Reds, that's what that is. The Rapid Pass is one of the biggest things that you can do to speed up your process and going through the process with it. It's speeding up anyway, because right now we're actually not pricking the finger. This time we're actually, it's like a little cuff on your thumb, and it tests your blood count. And then we do the pulse, the blood pressure, and the temperature. So we do that. It's like a little mini physical. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're not feeling good, you know, we might find something out for you, and doesn't cost you anything. It's free. And
I want to hear a story. I think I've told you this before, back giving blood many, many, many years ago. When I was given blood here in McCook, they take your blood pressure, as you talked about. That's where I found out I had high blood pressure. I kid you not, that is right at a Bloodmobile. So that kind of really helped me out, because I never didn't take it on a daily basis, and it just, you know, they mentioned it to me, so I found out there. So kind of that really helped me out a lot.
Yeah, and it does. It catches that, because, you know, if you're a regular donor and you're coming in every 2 months and something's like a little wonky from the past two or three times, it's like, oh, maybe I need to go see somebody. Yeah. And it is, and it has been. Sometimes you get deferred, and, you know, it's a bummer when you get deferred. But if you get deferred, one of those things in general maybe has caused your deferral. And in that case, that's when you need to go check it out.
Yeah.
And it has actually saved people's lives.
But again, the Rapid Pass, that's a lot of folks take advantage of that too, don't they?
They do. The Rapid Pass is something that gets you in and out quicker. You go through and you answer all the questions. You read the materials just in case you're on some kind of meds or something that maybe you can't give at this period of time. But you do that. You answer the questions. Then when you come in, you have your donor card or your driver's license. And you come in, you sign in, and then you're zipping right along because it cuts down 10-15 minutes back in the histories where we do the physical findings. And that helps donors get in and out quick if they've got a job they got to get back to and that kind of thing. So I think that has truly, and a lot more donors have actually taken advantage of the Rapid Pass. Plus the blood donor app on your phone, if you have it there, you can have everything right there and you don't even need a driver's license or a on that, there's a digital donor card right on your phone. So, and it tracks all these findings. So then you can kind of look back or show your doctor and say, hey, this is what I've done. But now it's kind of like doing this. And now we had it back then. We wouldn't have had that, you know, because it's a new feature that we've added for the donors and for the speed to get them in and out faster.
Modern technology and those phones, they just do so much for us, don't they?
Yeah, you got to love them sometimes. And
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you hate them.
Yeah.
How about a little extra incentive this time?
You know what? There is. I'm excited about it. And I just found out two days ago. Anyway, right now, if you come in through the month of October, you'll receive a $10 Amazon gift card by email. Plus, you're automatically entered to win one of three chances of a $5,000 gift card. So who wouldn't like that going into Christmas? But they just added yesterday, it's an extra $10 gift card. So you're actually going to get $20 in gift cards in two different cards and then also be in lineup for that. The $5,000 gift card for three. And it is, yes, it is United States. It is across the United States that this is offered. But all the $10, both those, just started. It will start just Monday. So it hasn't even started yet. But I think that's just fun. It's a nice thank you to come out and give. And who doesn't shop online on Amazon? And the other one, I think, is your choice of where you want it on it. So you have a couple of options. And just preparing properly. I know I was at a drive yesterday and a few people, they were low on iron. You got to eat right. Food with high iron is good, but stay away from caffeine when you're eating those types of foods that are higher in iron that you're trying to consume. You can have your coffee or your caffeine or, you know, that off of that. But when you're eating those, then move the coffee or caffeine to another time and you can still have it. But if you add a little bit of citrus like orange juice to it, it helps your body absorb that iron. So it gives you that extra boost and that benefit because when you come in, that's one of the things that you've got to hit that range as well with it. Let's see. I was trying to think. The other thing.
You ought to see all the papers that Kathy has in front of her. I mean, there's a ton of things going on here, not just with the two-day blood mobile, but other things going on as well. Should we talk about the Big Ten type of things going on? Folks might have noticed this watching football or listening to football.
Yeah, if you're watching some of the
or volleyball.
The Big Ten, if you're watching some of the Big Ten sports right now, you're seeing the mascots all dancing around in front of the screen, and the first one you see is our Herbie Husker.
Of course.
Right? He's right there. We won it last year. So what it is it's a Big Ten We Give challenge, and it's Abbott is the big business sponsor on it, plus the Big Ten. And it is, if when you submit your donation to help your favorite Big Ten school, which there's 18, I believe, now in our Big Ten category, the school will win up to $1 million for student and community health. And it's scored, and you also can score a hometown T-shirt, and it's a special one because that's what they're doing for this particular promotion. But all it does is it takes you come in and donate, and then take a picture of yourself donating or the armband, you know, with the red on it and your name tag, just proof that you gave. And then what you do is you go to BigTen.org/Abbott, and you go in and then you submit it, and you pick your school of your choice, which, you know, duh, it's got to be Nebraska,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
But Nebraska won it last year, and nobody jumped on board. None of the other colleges really jumped on board. Mm-hmm. And this year, Wisconsin, Rich, is ahead of us.
Oh,
is ahead of us.
That's not
so
good.
So anyway, Wisconsin lovers, that's great. Vote for your college, but I just feel like we got to get back up there again. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're about 600 donations down. So I'm hoping that next week our drive will get that boost in there for them. But it's real easy to do. You upload your picture, you select your fan or your alum or your a student, and they're just really promoting it. And right now, they said that we were already like less than a month in, and we were already 30% more than we were last year's. So it is a huge push for the blood supply across. And it's not just Red Cross. It is all the blood banks across Nebraska or across the states. Mm-hmm. So it's not just keyed in on just Red Cross. It is all the way. Yeah, it's just everyone. You can go to a blood bank. You can go to a fixed site, you can go to a drive, you can go anywhere. And it started the 28th of August, and it goes till December 5th. So you have time to get your vote in, basically. It's your donation, and that's all. They don't want money. They don't want any of that. They just want you to come donate and help fill the blood supply.
That's terrific. That's a cool thing the Big Ten's doing.
It is. It is. And it's pretty cool. You can scan a QR code, mm-hmm. and you can kind of see the scoreboard and see who's doing what. And so it's been kind of neat. But the other thing, Rich, I want to bring up, and it's an award we haven't had in a while because I went back and looked. Certificate of recognition from McCook community. You guys, all of the donors that have supported us over the last 2024, we have collected 1106, so 1,106 units collected. When I looked back, I thought I was just kind of seeing what we have, but we haven't had this award. But it's a premier blood partner. It means we've increased our numbers from the year before, and in doing that, it talks about your support is critical to our life-saving mission. Each year, we deliver nearly 6.4 million blood products to hospital patients, mm-hmm. and we could not do it without all of you. All of the donors that come in through the year, you take that hour out of your day. It truly, you guys, is a way of saving lives without a lot of, I guess, what am I gonna say? Too much trouble, but just taking that time to do it, you know, because one day it might be me. One day it might be you. And having it there is so key to being able to do that. But back in, I think I looked back, and our highest one that we had was in 2019, and we had 1,364.
Cool.
So we had 1,364.
So that's the one to shoot for
it
now,
is,
huh?
It yeah. is. I thought that is one we want to go for.
Right.
So, and it takes everyone going to this in particular is our community blood drive, but go where you need to go. There's drives all over that you can go to and donate. You have to be in rotation because you have to be 56 days apart from your last whole blood donation and 12 days from the Power Red donations.
Well, hats off to you because you do a wonderful job at coordinating all these things, not just for Nebraska, but you deal with some of them in Colorado too.
Yep, I just came from Colorado. I was in Sterling and there, and then I was up in Dalton and Sydney the day before. So trying to, my territory expanded just a little bit. Uh-huh. And so at this point, I'm getting my feet wet up in that area because I haven't ever been up there. So
see, you're so good at what you do that they want to expand you. But it's like, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
How far are we going north? Are you going to send me more south? It's like,
yeah.
So because you're covering a lot of towns.
Yeah, I do. I go clear down to Burlington.
Yeah.
And then up now, it'll be like up to Sterling. Dalton will be my farthest, probably north.
Right.
And Sydney's probably my farthest. West.
Uh-huh.
And then I still hold Region Alma as my eastern edge. So that stayed pretty much the same. But we just need to be out there and asking. And if you're coming and you're a regular donor, ask somebody new. You know, a lot of times it's just ask. Just mm-hmm. ask and see. Because if you can get more to come, it's just that much better for our blood supply.
Now, Cornerstone Fellowship is associated with the mm-hmm. high school. That's yep. coming up on the 30th.
Yep.
And then Juanita Palisade is on the 3rd of November. That's the ones I've got up to date. I haven't got the Josh hasn't sent me the November yeah, ones, but I'm sure November's going to take off, too.
Yeah, it is. Juanita Palisade's the 3rd. Yeah. Eustace Farnham High School. And these are all high school drives. The 10th. And Dundee County Stratton is the 12th.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and it's R2, and then Curtis goes today. They're going today. Okay. Curtis is at the community building mm-hmm. there in town, and then us. So, yeah, so, and there will be. You'll get the November ones mm-hmm. and stuff. But there's usually, if you use your blood donor app, it brings up, you know, if you're going to a certain area, you can put in a zip code and find it and, you know, and go that way. But I can't stress enough, you know, the gift cards are just a big thank you to say, hey, come out. They even added that extra one because we're seeing the supply waiver mm-hmm. and they want to have more come out. So who couldn't use $20 in gift cards?
There you go.
Yeah.
There
I'd like
go.
The $5,000 too.
Oh, that would be good to have.
Exactly.
But you mentioned the high school kids. They do that again as for scholarship money. Mm-hmm. So any high school kids want to help sponsor and put one together, get a hold of you, right?
Yep. Yep, get a hold of me. Right now, Abby Renner is kind of my key one for here in town mm-hmm. At this point. She's been running them since the summer. She did the mm-hmm. July one and went from there. So, and they do 6 drives a year, so they're on a good rotation, too. So if you're going there, that's a good place. And it's a 10 to 3 usually. It's kind of what it is. And it's usually at the Cornerstone. So it's really easy to get there too, and it's close to school.
Exactly right. Your phone number to call if you want to give blood, get on the list for next week is
340-5424. It's my cell, and that's what you can call me on that. Or if you want to leave me a message, you can do that. Give me an idea of what time you want to come on. I do have quite a few openings right now. I'm working finishing up my packets, so the callers will be reaching out. But mm-hmm. if you jump on today before I finish them up, I will make sure they don't call yet. Because once you're on the schedule, you don't get a call.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get yourself booked early on in the month, you don't get those calls then from Red Cross or from my team. I have a great, great calling team that helps. And Pinnacle Bank's our sponsor this time around, too. So I know they're getting it out there on their Facebook pages and stuff, too. So they worked it up.
As always, we appreciate you coming in and previewing, and we'll be talking next week. We always like to recap the first day and then the second day. Just tell everybody how hopefully those numbers are going to be big.
Yep. And I think our goal right now is around 85.
Uh-huh.
So it's come down a little bit, but 85 both days. And if we can strive to hit our 90s, that would be awesome, too.